Next item on the agenda is review of federal funding for oyster restoration. Mr. Travelstad.
The purpose of this item is to apprise you of the agency's position on the use of federal funding for oyster restoration and to seek your endorsement of that position. You received a staff evaluation last week on this issue that outlines some of the issues that we have, and the policy is more or less articulated in the form of a letter from the commissioner to Colonel Backus and Peyton Robertson, Colonel Backus at the Army Corps of Engineers and Mr. Robertson at NOAA. And rather than go through that, because I know you've read it, I would like to take the time I have to bring you up to date from what has occurred since that letter was written. And the news is quite good. Just yesterday, the commissioner and I met with Colonel Backus and several members of the staff at the Norfolk District Army Corps of Engineers, along with multiple members of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and the Nature Conservancy. It was those two organizations that actually called the meeting or requested the meeting with Colonel Backus and Commissioner Bowman, so we're grateful for that. The meeting was 2.5 hours in length. The colonel gave us his full undivided attention on this issue, as well as his staff. There was a good dialogue on both sides and a substantial number of agreements were reached. You're all familiar with the disagreements that we've had in recent months and how the federal monies should be spent. And I can tell you that at this point, there is about $2.5 million of federal money that's available to the Corps this year for oyster restoration. And at yesterday's meeting, we identified about $1.6 million worth of areas of agreement where that money can be spent. The big fear being that if the money is not spent, it may be lost literally forever. And none of us on any side of this issue wants to see that happen. The primary areas of agreement were that we would conduct a scientific survey of fossil shell deposits in the state of Virginia to determine how limited those that supply of shell is, whether it's we're talking about a 10-year supply or a 100-year supply. We don't know, and that's a critical question that needs to be addressed. Everyone's in agreement that money should be spent toward that this year. Number two, the Corps is willing to consider using portions of future oyster restoration money to help us maintain rotational harvest areas, or which are a form of managed reserve, if you will. We are convinced that those areas are critical to our overall management scheme for the resource. They do offer ecological benefits, and the Corps is willing to head in that direction. The first step in heading in that direction is to do some modeling and some science and surveys and monitoring of those areas to document their ecological benefits so that the Corps can show that spending money in those areas meets their required cost-benefit ratio that they need to convince the higher-ups. And they are absolutely willing to do that. That's going to take several $100,000 worth of work. The work will be overseen by their engineering.
ERDEC?
It's the ERDC, and I've forgotten what that stands for once again.
Engineering and research.
Engineering, Research and Design Center that's located in Vicksburg. So they will be overseeing the process of putting that research package together. They will be potentially using outside sources to help them do that work, and ultimately we'll have a say in what that research package looks like. They're also willing to do some monitoring in areas like the Rappahannock River and the Pocomoke-Tangier Sounds, where we might use future money for not only permanent sanctuary creation, but maintenance of harvest areas as well. Altogether, what was agreed to will use up about $1.6 million of the available $2.5 million. There is a procedure that a state can use to ask the Corps to hold the unspent monies in abeyance for use in a future year. And it simply involves a letter from this agency asking that the Corps do that, and if it's needed. The numbers aren't final, so we don't know how much to ask them to hold in abeyance at this point, but that would or could be something that occurs in the future. There was one indication, however, that if the unspent or unobligated monies are quite small, say less than $300,000, then it wouldn't be worth asking them to hold the monies in abeyance. And in that case, it would likely be transferred to the Baltimore District of the Corps to be used for oyster restoration in Maryland. At this point, it looks like about $900,000 that could be held in abeyance. So they're going to keep us posted on what we need to do there, and we'll be following through with your concurrence. One of the other major agreements was that all of the parties present agreed to form a program management team consisting of the Corps of Engineers, NOAA, CBF, TNC, VMRC, Virginia Industry, aquaculturists, the private leaseholders, the harvesters, and that group would meet as often as is needed to design a long-term program for how we restore oysters here in Virginia. I think this is a major step forward. That group would also be responsible for evaluating specific tributary restoration proposals so that by the time we come to you asking you to set certain areas aside as sanctuaries, for instance, hopefully by that time there will be a consensus out of this policy team on that way forward. So you shouldn't hear too much opposition by the time it gets to you.
Did you include NOAA on the project management team? Okay, I didn't remember.
It will be, yes. Okay. Most definitely. So I think that's where we are. In the one other area, a major area that we had agreement on, was that the existing sanctuaries in the Great Wicomico are in need of rehabilitation. Estimated cost of that is about $660,000. And we have agreed we don't want to create new sanctuaries in the Great Wicomico, but we do want to maintain what we have. And so we do support the Corps obligating that amount of money this year, although that work may not take place until next spring during the optimum biological time for planting shell. We do have to make sure in that process that we abide by the Corps' procurement procedures, and that's something they're going to have to work with. It's not clear at this point whether we can obligate money before October 1st of this year, but then not actually proceed to do the work next spring. If the Corps accounting procedures allow for it, that's what we would do. If it's not able to happen in that fashion, then that would be part of the money that we ask be held in abeyance so that the work could be done next spring, sometime between June and September, the optimal biological season for planting shell. So, Commissioner, you know, I'm going to leave the rest to you, but I thought it was a very positive meeting.
I thought it was a very, very positive meeting. It gave Colonel Backus and I the opportunity to reinforce our dedicated collective or dedicated agreement to the collective Chesapeake Bay, which is very important to all of us. The restoration of the native oysters, Francis, we discussed earlier today, needs to have a very, very focused approach with as many stakeholders that can be involved in coming up with a collaborative method to come to a common goal. And that's what the Colonel and I agreed to yesterday. So I thought it was a very, very beneficial meeting that was attended by Bay Foundation, Nature Conservancy, the Corps of Engineers, a great number of staff. And at the end of the day, I think we're all very, very pleased with the outcome of the discussion and the direction that we're heading. So I would encourage and beseech my members of the commission to agree to proceed forward in this direction with the best hopes in mind for continued recovery. And with that, the matter's before the commission. Unless there's any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Mr. Holland.
The $2.5 million, is that the Corps of Engineers is in charge of that $2.5 million? Is their discretion on how to spend it?
Well, it's not solely their discretion. They need a state partner in order to be able to spend that because there are matching requirements that we have to come up with. So it's a joint effort.
So we present our projects to the Corps.
That's where the project management team comes in from a collaborative perspective, where everyone gets together and decides from a priority-oriented perspective and a collective decision-making process what's going to be in the best interest for the recovery of the oyster.
Somebody, I suppose, has to initiate a proposal. And that's what, the commissioner has sort of done in his letter to the colonel, laid out what, at this point in time, we support. And they've embraced that, and we're moving forward.
Okay. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment. I think it's pretty clearly going to be in the state's long-term interest to ensure that we're making the most out of the available resources for restoration. I think the proposal to have a collaborative planning body should really help advance that so that, as Jack points out, when he comes back to us in the future, he's presenting a consensus-type recommendation back to the commission for approval. I think structurally that ought to help advance the discussions and make sure our interests are aligned.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Mr. Fox? Mr. Chairman of the Shellfish Management Committee?
Jack, if this money is sent off to Maryland, what can they do with it in this off season that we can't do?
It's hard enough for me to keep up what goes on in Virginia. I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
Okay. Or is that just an idle threat?
No, I don't think it was a threat. I don't think it was a threat. I think it was a logistical way of thinking that, based on that amount of monies and that, as I recall, some timing issues involved and different things. So I did not consider it an idle threat.
Okay. Well, are you ready for a motion?
Yes, sir, please.
I would move that we, this commission, endorse the policy position as stated in your letter to Colonel Backus and to Noah.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for your endorsement.
I should have noted, and it is in your evaluation, that the advisory committee that Mr. Fox chairs also supported, the policies that you just endorsed. I don't know. Francis is still here. If I could just take 1 minute
sure.
to to respond to some of the concerns she expressed.
Absolutely.
Earlier, the other thing we learned and have known for some time, it was talked about in yesterday's meeting, is that the Corps is in the process of preparing a master plan for oyster restoration that they will follow in years to come. It's going to be made public, I think, later this summer, sometime between summer and fall. The policy team is going to be developed. We'll be reviewing that and offering comments during that period. But I think that between what the policy team does on its own and this sort of master plan that the Corps is working on, I think will be the first real responses that you see to Ms. Porter's concerns. So stay tuned this summer. You'll see a lot more. The other thing I wanted to make you aware of is there was a press release out of VIMS just yesterday on some new oyster disease research that is going to play a major role in how we restore oysters here in Virginia, a major change in how. And I want to read you just one sentence out of this research document. It says, "Our results point to substantial oyster reproduction by resistant oysters in disease-prone waters," and I'm paraphrasing here, "and suggests that reefs in high salinities, not only those in low salinities, should be the focus of conservation and restoration efforts." Most of our efforts in the past have, with the Corps, have been about putting sanctuaries in the upriver areas where disease is less present. And now this research is showing we should really be at the other end of the river, which is exactly where we have been with our sanctuaries and our rotational harvest areas in areas like the Rappahannock River. And I think that's why we're seeing some success with our program, and I think this research tends to bolster what our position has been all along.
Francis, did you have any comment or wish to address the commission on any of those matters? Good deal. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.